KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's clear and 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today, a high of 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. We'll be expecting hot and humid conditions all this week. The National Weather Service says highs today and Tuesday will climb into the mid-90s with upper 90s for Wednesday and Thursday, and may even extend into Friday. The heat indices, or what it will feel like, will approach 100 degrees today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and on Thursday, the heat index will climb to around 105 to 110 across the listing area. A heat advisory may be issued for Wednesday and Thursday once there's a better resolution on the frontal position and thunderstorm trends, according to the Weather Service. Meanwhile, you should still plan for the heat and try to get the majority of your outdoor work done today and tomorrow, and limit exposure to the outdoors mid to late week and make sure you drink plenty of water. In the news, a traffic stop at around 8:30 p.m. Sunday in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a Cass County woman. The officials in Red Oak police say that 25-year-old Barbara Dvorak of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense. She was brought to Montgomery County Jail, where Dvorak was held on a $1,000 cash bond. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson reports this morning two people were arrested on separate charges Sunday. At around 3:30 p.m., 27-year-old Aiden Lee Shriver of Carroll was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 71 near 110th Street. Shriver was charged with driving while barred, open container, and no SR-22 insurance. He has since posted bond and will appear before the magistrate July 20th. And 27-year-old Joseph Dean White of Exira was arrested at around 8 a.m. Sunday for domestic abuse assault. The charge stems from an investigation into an incident that occurred in Exira earlier in the morning on Sunday. White was being held in the Audubon County Jail. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said also a collision occurred last Thursday afternoon. Officials say vehicles driven by 41-year-old Andrea Schramm of Guthrie Center and 62-year-old Sherry Fenske of Audubon collided at around 2 p.m. Thursday when Fenske failed to yield to a stop at the intersection of 190th Street and Pheasant Avenue. The 2003 Kia Fenske was driving was struck on the passenger side by Schramm's 2015 Chevy Tahoe, causing a total of $34,700 damage. Both drivers were transported to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital by Audubon Fire and Rescue. Fenske was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. A woman from Polk County was arrested Sunday afternoon in southwest Iowa on moving violations and a warrant. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 61-year-old Claudina Maria Hildreth of Windsor Heights was pulled over for speeding at around 1:30 p.m. at the intersection of Highways 71 and 34. Hildreth was taken into custody for driving while suspended with seven withdrawals in effect, speeding, and on a warrant out of Boone County for driving while suspended. Hildreth was being held for Boone County in the Montgomery County Jail. Her bond was set at $2,000. Elsewhere in the news, a deadly jail escape has prompted officials in Pottawatomie County to consider spending up to $200,000 to install body scanners that would be used on inmates when they enter the jail. Pott County Sheriff Jeff Danker told the Daily Nonpareil the scanners would be used to find contraband inmates try to smuggle into the county jail. It would be used as they enter the jail and for trips to and from the courthouse. A May 1st attempt to escape at the jail that resulted in the death of a deputy has led to the push for more security. County Supervisor Tim Wichman said the jail recently brought in $600,000 above the anticipated revenue, which could be used to fund the purchase of the body scanning machines. Property damage claims from separate June storms in the Omaha metro area could top $400 million. The Omaha World Herald reports that an estimated $52,000 could be filed from the June 16th through 29th storms. State Farm Insurance, the state's largest insurer, says its clients have filed 6,670 claims for hail damage to cars and 3,730 claims for hail damage to houses, plus wind damage to 410 cars and 2,210 houses. That's about 13,000 claims from both storms. State Farm holds about one-fourth of the state's property insurance policies, so the number of total claims could top 50,000 for all insurance companies. In the funeral announcements, Cy Peterson, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at Mertzu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Cy Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Jeffrey Animal Weiss, age 57, of Marnie, died Wednesday. A celebration of life graveside service for Jeffrey Weiss will be today at 11 o'clock at the Brighton Township Cemetery northeast of Marnie. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Irene Tremel, age 86, of Erling, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Irene Tremel will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James A. Stone, age 88, of Burnsville, Minnesota, died Thursday at Emerald Crest in Burnsville. Military graveside services for James Stone will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Paul Westling, age 86, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Paul Westling will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Francis M. Jensen, age 89, of Fort Dodge, and formerly of the Avoca and Exira areas, died July the 12th at Trinity Regional Medical Center in Fort Dodge. Funeral services for Francis Jensen will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. And Shirley C. Wilson, age 88, of Harlan, died Friday. No visitation or services are planned for Shirley Wilson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. The news was brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.